And that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Firefighters in Southern California are scrambling to battle several large wildfires that have killed at least two people and destroyed more than 1,000 homes and businesses. Those Santa Ana winds just won't let up. 100,000 people have evacuated, including Taisha, who's now at a Red Cross shelter in Pasadena.
My grandma's home was burned to the ground. I'm just looking for my aunt right now, and I can't currently find her.
CBS's Joy Benedict is covering the fast-moving fire in Altadena.
This is Alameda Street, where we do have fire crews that have been trying really hard to stop a couple of homes that have been burning from spreading to other homes. And as you turn down this residential street, you just see that darkness completely takes over because of the smoke and the ash in this community as these things continue to burn.
The military is sending planes and helicopters to dump water on the fires. President-elect Donald Trump just paid his respects to former President Jimmy Carter, who is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. As Trump walked into the rotunda, he spoke to reporters about his meeting today with Senate Republicans, who are split on how to enact his agenda.
We're looking at a one bill versus two bills, and whatever it is, doesn't matter. We're going to get the result, and we're going to make America great again, and we'll see you in a little while.
Trump wants to cram his tax cuts, border changes, and energy policy into one bill and pass it by this spring. The Biden administration is brushing off Trump's recent comments about Panama and Greenland. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president-elect said earlier this week that he would not rule out using military or economic action to take over the Panama Canal and Greenland. While that sparked international concerns, national security spokesman John Kirby seemed to downplay it.
We remain focused on issues that we believe are core to our national security.
Those issues include...
It's making sure there's we're on a path to a just peace in Ukraine.
Adding that's just one of many things the administration will remain focused on with the time that is left in office.
Police in Ohio are investigating whether a 75-year-old woman was killed by a neighbor's pet pig. CBS's Jim Krasula has details.
The Licking County Coroner's Office says the Pataskala, Ohio woman, whose body was found on her porch, bled to death from extensive injuries consistent with an animal attack. David Mullings lives nearby.
And it would be nice to get some clarification on what actually happened and what's actually going down in our neighborhood. So, I mean, this is a very quiet neighborhood. Nothing happens in this neighborhood.
The coroner ruled the woman's death accidental.
Stocks were mixed today. The Dow rose 106 points. NASDAQ fell 10. S&P was up 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
New research finds AI can improve the success of IVF treatment.
Doctors use ultrasound scans and IVF treatment to help them decide when to inject a hormone known as a trigger to make sure the eggs are ready to be fertilized. The timing of that is a key decision, as it doesn't work as well if small sacs in the ovaries called follicles are the wrong size. Researchers at Imperial College London used a technique known as explainable AI to analyze data on more than 19,000 IVF patients to examine the sizes of the follicles that offer the best chances for mature eggs to be harvested and improve the number of babies being born. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Police in Australia say they're amazed a hiker who had been missing for 2 weeks on a remote mountain range is in great condition. 23-year-old Hadi Nazari got separated from his two fellow hikers the day after Christmas. Police say he survived by eating berries and two granola bars he found in a hut. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low teens. We'll look for sunshine tomorrow morning, increasing clouds in the afternoon. High upper 20s. Scattered flurries and a few snow showers tomorrow night into early Friday. Then clearing Friday afternoon, a high in the upper 20s. Currently 21 degrees. WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Here it is, just after 6 o'clock. Here I am, Chris Morrow, back on the air with a whole lineup of classic hits, including Peter and Gordon in just a bit, Marvin Gaye with Tammy Terrell, and now Three Dog Night, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. No good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Don't have to.
one of the most successful R&B duos of the 60s, Marvin Gaye with Tammy Terrell, on your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN. I'm Chris Morrow. Get ready. More of those timeless hits on the way.
So much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna.
passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time a baby passes by.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Peter and Gordon, I Go to Pieces, and Chris Morrow, I Go to Concerts, especially if they're concerts that feature great timeless hits artists that come to the area. Noticed a few great shows coming to our area in February. We're working on getting some tickets. I'm not going to spoil it by telling you who they are yet until I have the tickets in hand. But when I get them, we'll give them to you. Some great oldie shows on the way with WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Cheer on the green and gold this weekend in Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WRJN. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. The street, on the roof, the only place I keep a telling you, right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof, up on.
Maybe a little breezy up on the roof tonight. It's the Drifters on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we ride on through a chilly Wednesday night with Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
Just to walk close by your side, maybe you'll see things.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN coming up at 7 o'clock, of course. Top of the hour news from CBS, and we continue with the timeless hits between 7 and 8 o'clock. One of my favorite 60s, early 70s bands, the Cow Sills, they're still touring. They're coming up in the next hour. I'll bring on some James Brown, too, and I promised you earlier Jackie DeShannon. We'll do that just after 8 o'clock tonight here on WRJN. One of my favorite songs from Procol Harum is A Whiter Shade of Pale, and it's amazing. I mean, it's beautifully written, beautifully arranged. The instrumental part is great. Have you ever heard of a piano player named David Lahns? He does solo piano and so many great versions of every kind of song made. He does a solo piano version of this song that's just beautiful. It's haunting. But nothing beats the original. It's A Whiter Shade of Pale on WRJN.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Firefighters in Southern California are scrambling to battle several large wildfires that have killed at least two people and destroyed more than 1,000 homes and businesses. Those Santa Ana winds just won't let up. 100,000 people have evacuated, including Taisha, who's now at a Red Cross shelter in Pasadena.
My grandma's home was burned to the ground. I'm just looking for my aunt right now, and I can't currently find her.
CBS's Joy Benedict is covering the fast-moving fire in Altadena.
This is Alameda Street, where we do have fire crews that have been trying really hard to stop a couple of homes that have been burning from spreading to other homes. And as you turn down this residential street, you just see that darkness completely takes over because of the smoke and the ash in this community as these things continue to burn.
The military is sending planes and helicopters to dump water on the fires. President-elect Donald Trump just paid his respects to former President Jimmy Carter, who is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. As Trump walked into the rotunda, he spoke to reporters about his meeting today with Senate Republicans, who are split on how to enact his agenda.
We're looking at the one bill versus two bills, and whatever it